I was coming to speak briefly about elections. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to stick around for the elections workshop that we had. I came, but I had to go leave early to pick up my kids. So I just wanted to share my perspective a little bit. Not that we can unring the bell, but just so that you hear a little bit about how things work on the county chair side so that we can address issues, hopefully, before they happen in the future. So as far as Galilee's closure, I'll tell you that the first time I learned that county chairs had a say in the polling sites was the day of the runoff, when people said that voters were showing up at Galilee confused. And so I went there myself to meet voters and direct them to the elections office or closest site. And I was being asked, why is it closed? Who was in charge? And my response was, I don't know. And the reason for that is just the nature of the county chair position. So I personally came into this position. I was officially sworn in middle of December. And I didn't really hit the ground running until middle of January because of vacations and things. I believe Eleanor had a sort of similar situation. She started earlier than me, but I guess David Hilburn took on a new position. I took over for Wanda Watson so she could run for commissioner. And this is just, it's not abnormal. This is very, from what I've seen, very normal for county chair positions. It is rare for, it's a volunteer position. It's rare for anybody to be in here for more than 2 years. And so hearing that I had a say in the polling places was kind of a shock to me. It was not something I even knew. And I just wanted to share that so that I know we were getting kind of thrown under the bus a little bit. And I don't believe that there is any malintent on anyone's part, whether commissioner's court, whether elections office. Just sharing how some of that confusion happened so that maybe we can take that data moving forward, because it's not going to be the first time that you're going to have flux with county chair positions because it's just the nature of the job. As far as moving forward, an idea that I had, I was hoping the commissioners would work with me on, is we need to find a way to promote our polling sites beyond just a web page. I know as a county chair, I did my best as far as social media, newsletters, and things like that, and it's still, we still didn't get the word out. We still managed to miss people. And a thought I have was if we could work with the energy companies, with BTU and Atmos, and if when we get closer to the elections, if there could be an insert in electric bills with a list of the polling places. So I would like the commissioners to consider, see if there is a way that you could work with the energy companies to help us get the word out on what polling places are open closer to the elections. That would benefit everybody. That should be a nonpartisan issue to make sure the voters are well informed. So thank you for your time and for your work.